ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to call this January 9th meeting of the Tulare Community Relations Commission to order. Can you please stand and salute the flag? Salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And our positive thought for today is from Daily Reflections for Highly Effective People. Business, community groups, organizations of every kind, including families, can be proactive. They can combine the creativity and resourcefulness of proactive individuals to create a proactive culture within the organization. The organization does not have to be at the mercy of the environment. It can take the initiative to accomplish the shared values and purposes of the individuals involved. And hopefully we're working to do that here at the Community Relations Commission. All right, I think our first item on our agenda is citizen comments. Any citizens here wish to make comments to the commission?
I would just like to note that we're being recorded.
Yes. We're being recorded this evening by Don Manro. And Don, where will our recording go?
I'll be posting it on the internet on radioforall.org, and the page will come up when it's posted, and then I'll call Margie and give her the page so that she can let you know where to get it.
Okay. And also this evening we have a new member of our commission, and I'd like us to introduce ourselves to him. I'd like to welcome Michael. Michael, turn your name tag so I can see it on my side. Hargis. Okay, and he's one of our teens on board, and he is from Tulare Union High School. So let's all welcome him. And I'll start. My name is Nanny Washington. I'm serving as chairman of the commission.
And I'm Maria Mastino.
Tony Rodriguez.
I'm sorry if I might interrupt. Why don't you tell them where, you know, what you, if you represent a group.
Yes.
So he kind of has a feeling for where we're based from.
Portuguese, yes.
Thank you, Mark.
And
I represent the school district.
Is that an issue?
Chipwood Stratulary Police Department.
And David Silva, and I represent the disabled community and the Lavender community.
Lorraine Nutty. And who do you represent, Maureen?
I'm not sure you are.
The Lavender community.
I think she was kind of a representative from the Tulare Association of Churches through Reverend Dotson.
Yeah. Good evening, everyone. My name is Irene Santos, and I'm now on the board of the City of Tulare, so I'll be a staff liaison for you.
I'm Margie Fowler, and this will be my last meeting, so Irene is now your staff person, so all the correspondence will start going to her.
Ira Porche, Tulare City School.
I'm Ernie Martinez. I'm just kind of a senior. I live in the Alpine District. I'm Mexican-American, so all those three.
Henry Patel, President Chamber of Commerce, Tulare Chamber of Commerce. A former neighbor of Irene?
Yeah. What, in Strathmore?
No.
One of his restaurants was next to my old office. Yeah.
Okay, any announcements? But Marty, why don't you make yours about the farm show? Maybe you might have some other volunteers.
Sure. Farm show is coming up. It starts on, actually, the official day of opening is February 14th. I'm the chairperson for the exhibitor lounges. So we actually open up on February 13th. If anybody would like to be a volunteer for the farm show and hasn't before or has lost their committee, I'm happy to have new volunteers. And so I'm a little short this year. So, and I run two shifts a day, a morning shift and an afternoon shift. And basically we serve coffee and refreshments for the exhibitors. For the exhibitors. So it's a great place to be when it's rainy and cold outside. We're nice and warm inside the trailers. So That's kind of my pitch to get new volunteers.
and they're also, if you're a volunteer, the farm show provides you with lunch, don't they?
You get lunch. We give you a meal coupon for volunteering, and obviously you get an orange jacket, and you'll obviously get admitted for free, too. So
yes.
It's a great volunteer organization, and then once you get on our list, well, then you're invited to all the farm show activities and events. By being a volunteer, you also get two tickets to the Kiwanis dinner the night before the farm show starts, too. So,
starting from the
February 13th.
Every day, like 3 days? How did
4 days.
4 days.
Monday through Thursday, okay. And then we actually tear down on Friday.
And what are the hours?
I have a committee on Monday. It's from 8 to noon, and then noon to 4. And on the other 3 days, we actually start at 7 a.m. Go till noon or noon to 4.
All right. Any other announcements?
I would like to congratulate our member of our commission, David Macedo, selected as a Man of the Year for his community service. So, our congratulations to him.
Anything?
I'll be attending the dinner ceremony.
The chamber banquet.
On the chamber banquet,
mm-hmm. All right. Next item on our agenda is approval of the minutes of the November 17th meeting. We did not have a meeting in December. We were hoping to have our U.S. Department of Justice training, but because of the issue they were dealing with the whether the governor was going to give a reprieve to Tookie Williams or not. I mean, there was lots of turmoil going on in the state. So all of the community relations department had to be on standby in case there was a blow-up. So I am, Carol and I have not spoken to, as usual. We pay phone tag for about a week. And I hoped that I would be able to reach her today, but she was out of the office today. I need each of you to please tell me, matter of fact, let me write it down now, whether the 14th or the 21st would be a good day for you. Margie, on that, has everyone signed in? Henry may not have. And Lorraine, did you get to sign in?
I don't think so.
Okay. I'll have everybody put their, by your signature, I'll write whether the 14th or the 14th or the 21st, or the 28th. The 28th is that a Saturday also? Yes. Okay.
I can't do the 14th.
Okay. So it 14th, 21st, or 28th, and whichever date the most people can. Are available, Lorraine needs to sign us, will be available, then that's the date we'll schedule with Carol to...
Are you talking about this month?
Yes.
The 14th would be pretty short.
Sure. No, yes, Saturday. That's Saturday. No, so 14th is out, so I'm sorry. 14th, it's going to be the 21st or the 28th, okay? So once Lorraine signs that, I'll just ask everybody, and I'll put the date next to your name, and then I'll know how many people are there. This will be the training, well, this will start our mediation training. She's going to start training us on how to do community mediation. And what has pushed the department to push us to do this was the problems that they were having in Visalia. And they would love to have a community organization from a neighboring city be able to go in to help another city when they're having problems like that, versus someone far away from San Francisco or Los Angeles. So that's what the purpose of this training, that we're going to start receiving our mediation training from the U.S. Department of Justice. Okay, Margie's not going to be there. Rose?
28th.
Okay, I'll do whatever. Marie?
21st.
Okay.
Is that Saturday and Sunday, or just
It's Saturday? Just a Saturday, yes. Uh-huh. 21st. You're open? Okay. I'm open also. Okay, Michael.
I'm open also.
You're open? Okay. Jip?
I'm committed.
You're committed.
Do whatever day?
Whatever day. Open. Okay. All right. David?
I'm open to both.
Okay. All right, Irene.
I'm like Chip. I mean, committed either way.
Oh, you're open. Okay. All right, Irene.
I guess I am too.
Will you 21st? Okay. Lorraine?
I guess I am too.
You're open?
She's open.
Open, okay. And Ernie? So you said the 28th. Okay, Annie.
Open.
Okay. So since there are... Rose, are you not available at all on the 21st?
I don't think so, but I can check my calendar.
Okay.
I think I got something.
All right, because Marie's available on the 21st. There's three people who are available on the 21st. And if the rest of us are open, then I would say 21st, if that's going to...
I'll call you.
Okay, all right. So I will call Carol tomorrow, whether she's in the office or not. I'll let her know that there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of us that can do the 21st or the 28th. But there's only 3 of us that can do... There's only 3 who can... no, there's 9 of us who can do the 28th. But there's only 3 that can do the 21st. Okay, so then we'll see what fits into her schedule. Is that agreeable with everyone?
Okay. Well, there's 3 plus all the open ones.
Right, right. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 who could do the 28th or the 21st. But there's only... there's 3 that can are only available on the 21st, and there's 1 that's available on the 28th.
And you have 7 commissioners missing.
And you have 7 commissioners missing tonight.
Okay. Point of information, was this part of getting to approving the minutes?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I skip over that?
I think it got us to there. We passed to there.
Okay, we passed that.
And I had one question on the minutes. The last meeting we discussed the annual report due to the City Council, but I didn't know if there was a carryover to be on the agenda for this meeting or not.
Yeah, I think it is. Is it on this? Okay, no, it's not on here. It's not on here.
What was it?
We just have to do that. What we had talked about was, okay, what were the recommendations? I mean, basically all we have to do is give a history to the City Council, is that right? Of what we've done. But when it comes to recommendations, I was trying to remember and get clear in my mind, what were the recommendations that the Commission wanted to pass on to the City Council? Because that's part of our duties also, to make suggestions to the City Council of things that they can do to help with the peaceful harmony between diverse groups in our community. Okay? All right, so we're back to, I'm sorry, I jumped off of that in the middle of the minutes, okay. Has everyone, hopefully everyone has read their minutes. Are there any additions or corrections to our minutes of November 7th? Okay. Hearing none, I'd like to entertain a motion that we approve these minutes. So it's been moved, a second. David Silva, second. Okay, it's been moved and a second that we approve the minutes of our November 7th meeting. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, those opposed? Okay, motion carried. All right, and we've already figured out the, under old business, Department of Justice training. There was something that was on the old minutes, and I guess before we started the meeting, I should have asked if we could have added this to our agenda. And this was the place where I'd like to add an item of our ID card, because that was involved in discussion in our old minutes. And I want to keep that on our agenda until we get that resolved. Okay. So I added that the Department of Justice training date, we've taken care of that. Margie, has there been any...
No, the system is still not ready.
System's still not ready. Okay. That's all I needed to know. Okay. All right. Items under new business. Any discussion on the U.S. Department of Training or our ID cards? Marty gave it that information. I guess there leaves no discussion there.
Okay. Location of the Department of Justice Training.
We'll get that figured out. Carol and I will talk about that, and we'll need to find out if it will do it at the senior center, if it's available. No?
They're booked all this month. They'll need to be at this facility.
Okay,
then
at this facility.
We'll do it upstairs in the training room. Because they have kitchen facilities.
Yes.
Yeah. Easiest.
Okay. All right. So it will be in the training room here in City Hall. And more than likely, it will go from 9 until 2, because that's what Carol and I had discussed. I said 8 to 12, and she said, I'm driving from San Francisco. About 92, I said, you know.
And in the fog.
Yes, that's right. This is one thing she has to contend with this time of year also. So hopefully she'll come the night before. I'm pretty sure she will. Okay, new business. Okay, discussion regarding format of cultural presentations. That was a large, we spent a great deal of time at our last meeting discussing what we wanted out of the cultural presentations. Because I guess people on the commission felt that our second presentation didn't exactly meet what we were looking for. And so we want to be able to give speakers who are coming to talk to us what we're really looking for them to discuss, because remember, they give this presentation here, but they also give it to the city council. So the council understands the diverse groups and the cultures and of those diverse groups that are in our community. And with it getting to the council, it gets into the public record. Hopefully the person from the newspaper who covers City Hall will again pick that up and include that in what's in the newspaper and what's happening at City Council meetings.
Well, I sort of see a distinction though between the City Council's charge. I see their charges to hear, you know, cultural diversity, and I see our charge is more to work community relations, which could be any elements in the community that need working with, not just specific cultural groups, which is more of an anthropological, you know, definitions. So I think maybe we need to have maybe if we're going to pass on a speaker to City Council, then we need to have those guidelines. But until then, any group that's in the community that's having community relations problems should be able to come to us.
Yes, yes, that's what we're here for today. Yeah. Okay.
Is you talking about like the presentations that we've had, Mr. Smith?
Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about.
Some of them aren't suitable for the City Council because their purpose is different than ours. They have this cultural awareness diversity mandate or something, right?
Okay, I guess I...
Well, I'm sure they're doing two different things.
Yeah, that's
I think what you're wanting is, yes, the purpose of the commission.
That's
why. But why we started this was to kind of educate ourselves.
Uh-huh.
Right, and then that group could go on to the City Council. Mm-hmm. And we talked about putting some guidelines or something for them.
Mm-hmm.
But within, we talked about a long time ago, I think, from the inception of the group, that it would be nice to have someone talk about the history of that particular ethnic group or race in the community. Mm-hmm. And that was a positive thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see what you're saying, David, is something different. Also something that we are in charge of as a commission, but they're separate from...
We don't necessarily pass it to the City Council as a guest speaker for their diversity program, necessarily. We might have some speakers that don't pass on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. That's what I understood.
That's what I understood. We resolved it finally.
Okay. So here we are. What's our discussion going to be? Okay. What do you want as when you, a speaker's going to come, what do you want them to tell you? But that's the purpose of us having this discussion. What do we want to learn?
Well, Nettie, I understood from the very beginning that it was the history of that particular group in Tulare,
mm-hmm.
And where they are today.
Okay.
That's what I understood. I thought it was pretty simple. That's what I understood.
Okay. There was other discussion. You know, around that particular issue. All right, remember, I want everybody to participate because I don't want anybody walking away.
I think part of this discussion stemmed out of one of the speakers, which was an excellent speaker, but he spoke more on pluracy and didn't speak more on the history of the culture in Tulare and where that culture is now. And we talked a little bit about even educating people on what... food and clothing and, you know, things that are distinctive to that culture. And so we kind of had missed the point on that. And so the discussion was is that we would give some guidelines that would say all of those things in it so that the speaker would know to hit those high points in the presentation. You know, when you're doing a presentation to the council that's only 15 minutes long, that's not very long, especially if you're doing a PowerPoint and you have quite a few slides that show history. The first presentation on the African American, I mean, he had a tremendous amount of information and could have really put together a really nice PowerPoint. So, based off of his website, and so I think the highlights, we wanted to make sure that they hit certain key aspects of that culture.
Did he ever present to the council?
No, he did not. Mm-hmm.
I think there's a general consensus that part and parcel of that process should be a presentation of the history, but I think the other important part is the demographics. I mean, if you're talking about a specific group, what percentage of the Tulare citizenry are they now representing? And I think the third one that's very important is what has been or is their impact on the community? Like the Portuguese were very active in initially in the dairy industry, and then they evolved from that. I think that's giving a pretty complete picture of that particular group, seems to me. Mm-hmm.
So I think just some general guidelines.
What are, one area would be, what are the contributions of that group to the community?
Right.
What's the impact for contributions?
What impact have they had and what contributions have they had to the community? But another thing, going back to David's comment, is that, he's right, we have two different groups that are going to be coming in. Mm-hmm. And shouldn't we set two different guidelines then for those groups?
I was wondering.
One that we're going to send off to the council, and we'll have guidelines as far as, like, when they come talk to us, we would like to hear the history of how did they arrive in the county, their contributions, demographics. And the other guidance will be on the different group that comes in that Dave's talking about. And
I sort of see there's a basic conflict that all cultural groups have: assimilation and identification. Identification, the history and all that, that's very good, important for us to know. But the assimilation, the problems with them adjusting or not adjusting, everybody has a different stage of assimilating into the mass culture. They all have different stages of problems. So I think they'll be coming to us with those, and we need to be able to be on top of them, especially if they blow up.
Okay. But that's not the kind of presentation I think that we're talking about, David. That can happen at every single meeting. Mm-hmm. Anybody could walk through that door this evening. They wouldn't be making a formal presentation. They'd just be coming to the commission and saying, I have this problem. I live in this neighborhood over here. My culture is different from all of my neighbors, and consequently there's conflict. What can we do? That any citizen can walk in and do that. What we're talking about is like the formalized presentation where someone is as a representative, like Dr.
Graves
came last week and gave, not last week, but last month, and gave us that press. That's a formal presentation of the history of the Portuguese people in the city and county of Tulare. Okay, and that's, you're right, that's different from a citizen walking through the door and saying, because of my culture, I am having difficulty with assimilation in my particular neighborhood, or my children in school, my children are suffering these kind of problems at school,
Or someone might come to the project, too. Mm-hmm. Someone might come to the project that they think maybe we would be the best people to present that to because we'd understand more.
Right.
We're ready for those, too.
Okay. Cypress. What would you like to?
Well, now I got the guidelines. Probably we'll look around for a speaker and discuss all that.
Okay.
At the beginning, actually, we didn't have no guidelines. Mm-hmm. So after his presentation, he came across to make a guideline.
Yes.
But she did a great presentation.
Yes, she did.
All of us learned a lot from that. But I think all of us realized that wasn't what I think the commission's expectations were to then send on to the council.
Another area that they can discuss is the diversity within that group.
Yes.
Because when we bring in a group, we say, well, the whole group's like this. It's not. They need to come in and tell us, how have they diverse as the, to the years.
I'd like just to make one comment. I think when they come to us, what we're looking for is information. So that's an informative presentation. The group that comes through that door having problems, that's a problematic issue.
And you're right, they're two separate entities altogether. Okay.
I thought that sometime back, way back, we had talked about even having kind of a guideline for even that group also in terms of how we would approach a problem if somebody came with a problem, how we would define it and have some guidelines as to how the commission would handle it and the steps it would take.
Okay, so that's something, that's another process that we need to put in place. If we can get our speaker one done first, then we can work on this one also for the next time, because that was one of the things that Carol talked about when we went through the training that that Saturday, was we have to decide as a commission, are we going to be, okay, I don't know if I can remember the words that she used.
Hearing grievance? Or?
Yeah, if we're going to be an advocacy group, or we're going to be a mediation group, because remember she put on the board, and there's differences between those two, the way a group performs, if it's an advocacy or if it's a mediation or reconciliation group, then the things that they do are a little bit different. Okay. Lorene, did you have something that you'd like to add with what you'd like to see in the presentations?
No, I'm rather fine with it right now.
Okay.
One thing I know I've spoken a lot, but one thing I think that's really, really, really says a lot about culture, people's culture, is food. Mm-hmm. And if they want to bring us bread with the bread and butter culture, I think that would be great. Or maybe they could even encourage us by handing out, bringing menus or recipes, and we could be known as people that are interested in the food as well.
But also traditions, you know, what traditions are being carried on. You know,
music and food say it all. Usually, music and food say it all. Say most of it anyway.
Okay, Ira, was there anything you'd like to add?
No, he took care of it.
Okay, you know, food is a good thing, but it's one. It's the very entry level of dealing with diversity. Hopefully, our group will progress past just food, because, you know, people want to say, oh, we have a cultural fair, we get together once a year, and every different groups put up their booth, and you walk around and get something to eat, and you go home. Well, you really haven't done anything.
Epicurean society.
Yes, yeah. So, you know, it's good to have the food, but that's the first step to climbing this ladder, to getting a community that really interacts, that's intradependent. In dealing with the issues of the community. Hey, Henry, did you have anything you wanted?
Yeah, I missed that meeting or Carol's presentation.
I have a suggestion, and if we're going to go through this mediation training on the 28th, maybe our next meeting would be a good starting point to decide amongst ourselves which way we're going to flop, whether it be mediation or advocacy. I think that'll give us just another.
I think we can come prepared that day. That's what at the end of this meeting is. I would like us to come prepared for whatever day that we're going to meet with Carol, prepared to make a decision whether we're going to be an advocacy group or a reconciliation and mediation group, because she talked to us about the differences and the role and the responsibilities that you hold depending on which way you go.
Okay. If I remember right, she wasn't swaying towards us being an advocacy group. She was swaying more the other way.
Yes.
Trying to encourage us more the other way.
But we have to decide. I mean, she can do that, but if we see a need for advocacy in our community, having served on the council for so many years, I know and interacted with so many people in the community, there are areas in this community where advocacy is needed. And, it's just like in renting, there's a real struggle in our community between renters and landlords. And there's not an effective advocacy group for renters in our community. So, You know, that's just one issue. And often parents feel that they really don't have a strong voice dealing with school districts. You know, that they don't seem to be able to relate to the people who are on the school boards very well, and they don't feel that the members of the school board really listen to or hear or address their issues. So that's another area of advocacy that we could have. So, you know, that's the difference between the two. Okay, I thought about this and several of the things that you have mentioned when we would like them to cover. What is the local population, or what percentage of our local population does this particular group hold? How did the group come here? And where did the group come from, and why did they come here? Okay. What work does the group do, or what have they accomplished in the employment area within our community or within the county? What challenges have the group faced, and how has the group overcome those challenges? At their economic status, you know, where are they along that continuum of economic growth in the community? What are their customs or traditions? And we talked about their food, their dress. I have religion. You know, how do they practice their faith? And what are the traditions within their family? You know, they're maybe very different from ours. You know, in some cultures, girls, you know, don't date, you know, alone. In the Southeast Asian cultures, girls date and marry very early, you know, very much younger than what we like to see, you know, in the United States of America within our culture. What is unique to that particular group? Yeah. What's unique about them?
Just something on, and that's true because, it's good for people to know those traditions. For example, I'll give you an example. At the high school, one of the classes, it's family living. They do a project on dating. What would you do on dating? What would you do? You know, what don't you do on dating? What's good for dating? All that. Well, having to talk to the teacher, I said, you know, I just noticed you have a lot of Hispanic girls there, and I know some of them. I said, did you realize that some of them don't date? So that when you talk to them about dating, they can look at you like, what are you talking about? And because in that culture, a lot of them don't date. You know, some of the, especially Hispanic cultures, they don't date till they, you know, they're 17, 18, and even then, they have a chaperone.
And we weren't Hispanic, but our daughters were not allowed to date until they were 16 years old, and even then they had to group date. So.
Well, it seems that the interest groups of youth, elder, disabled, and sexual orientations are like always going to be with us, no matter what other cultural groups you're going to. But there's still groups that probably need a lot of benefit advocacy, especially in rural counties like this. I have found experiencing this Medicaid changeover has been really really fun if you have a lot of elder relatives. But there are certain groups that will probably be always tending more towards needing advocacy, and other groups that will be needing more cultural appreciation.
And maybe if we don't want to become an advocacy group, what we can become is a group that trains or refers people how to do advocacy for themselves, for groups to do advocacy for themselves. Because there's not a whole lot of training sometime.
Sometimes the advocacy goes awry, mediation is needed even more, you know.
And then one other thing I had was someone talked about, okay, what are the differences or the divisions within that group? Okay, because when you talk about the Hispanic culture, I mean, you have a real difference between Hispanics or Mexicans who have just come to the United States, Mexicans who've been here for one generation, Mexicans who've been here for a third generation, okay? And so I'm sure with the Portuguese, it's the same way. The people who just come from Terceira, they're different from the people who have lived here in the United States for 30 or 50 years. And their culture will be a little bit different, too. So if they could identify within their group what are the different groups within their groups.
And with the Portuguese, it's a little different. It could be other groups as well. Just to grab the Portuguese, really immigration stopped in like 75. Mm-hmm. So you will find very few if any people that have just come over, like 20, 30 years
old. Oh, really? Okay. See, I didn't know that. Because I think maybe that's why the there's such a hard time now with milkers having on the dairies. I understand that.
Well,
it's,
I don't have any facts, but Debbie knows about this more than I do. I think most of the workers on dairies today are Hispanic, and I think that is a big part. I was telling them that immigration really from Portugal stopped in 75. That's true.
Okay. You don't have to work over there anymore to eat.
Is that what it is? I might check going back. Yes.
Okay, so I think with because when I was there, you know, I went out a lot, walked around a lot, would sit in cafes and try to talk to people and you know, I didn't speak Portuguese. I had my little dictionary with me, you know, but you know, a lot of them didn't speak English and were, you know, because I try to think, you know, do you have family in America? No. Well, are you interested in going? No. You know, so I thought, okay, all right. But I think with our presentations, if people are just going to would do what you learn in publishing or not publishing, but if you want to be a reporter. Journalism 101. How, what, when, where, who, and why?
If I have a very informal PowerPoint for just the country, a little bit of culture. Maybe I'll share.
Good.
The next meeting.
Right, and that's another thing is they need to put a map up because Americans are ignorant when it comes to world geography. They're even. A lot of them don't even know where San Francisco is compared to San Diego within the state of California. That's more, you know, ask them where Idaho or Montana is in the United States.
Maybe next time I can bring that and share.
And share.
It's not formal. It's not going to be a big presentation. I mean, I might just submit it.
Okay. Very excellent. So do we think those are things that we can line out? You've heard what everyone has said, adding with the diversity within the group. That was one that I added that I really hadn't covered on here. And we talked about what is the impact or contributions on the community by that particular group, okay? And then that it's an information presentation, what we're doing, including some geography about, okay, this group came from. This particular area. Okay. Anything else anybody would want to add to what they would like to hear when a speaker does a presentation before us? Okay. If not, then I will type this up and have this to present to you at our next meeting. We can vote on it, and then we'll have it put on City of Tulare letterhead and Irene can maintain that in her folder, and I'll have a copy so that whoever's going to come, I can give it to them, they can give it to the speaker, and the speaker can be prepared. Okay, and we'll all know what we're going to be hearing when we have speakers from now on. Any other discussion on the format for our cultural presentations? Consider new member appointment recommendation. Okay, and Irene, would you like to make that recommendation?
I'm sorry.
You were writing. Mm-hmm. Okay. Consider new member appointment recommendation because that's what we have, Michael, and we actually have to. Do we have to?
The commission just needs to ask the.
The council.
Correct. Yes. Not for Michael, right? No.
Yes.
Michael is automatically on. Okay. Ryan Williams is the one that is applied.
Right.
He's one of the teams that came to one of the last commission
meetings.
Okay. All right. Teams on board automatically go on the commission, and they don't go. Teams on board don't actually vote at your commission meetings.
Okay.
They just attend. Mm-hmm. They participate in every other way. This gentleman was at one of the last meetings, and he's actually asking to become a commissioner.
Okay.
So that was Ryan Williams, and he's a student at Tulare Western High School.
Right.
Well, he was the one that was on the band, huh?
Yes.
I was really impressed with Brian. I would recommend that he be allowed to be a member of our commission.
Okay, there's one recommendation. Do I hear a second to that recommendation?
I'll second.
Okay. It's been moved and second that the petition or present to the City Council the recommendation that Ryan become a part of our commission. All of those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carried. Okay. Group photograph.
Okay. Nettie, would you mind if, because Dawn is taping, if you do maybe group discussion first?
Okay.
So that do the photograph at the very end.
Okay.
So that you can finish up so there's not a lot of blank space.
That's in there. Okay. All right, group discussions. Any commission members have items for discussion at this meeting?
I'd just like to know when I can ask Dr. Graves to be at the City Council for the presentation. He's very much interested. He was ready to go in December. So when would he be on the agenda so I can notify him?
We talked about doing the first council meeting of the month, so it's a televised one from Comcast, and so we can schedule it
for February.
For February. February 7th.
Is that the first Tuesday, which
is
the
7th. 7th.
Is 7th.
Yes.
At 7?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And if he's going to be doing a PowerPoint presentation.
He'll do the same one he presented to us.
Okay. If I can just have him either email it to me or call me so I can do setup for him at the chambers.
Okay. So do you know at what point he'd be on the agenda?
We'll put him towards the very beginning under group presentations.
Okay.
So I'll need him there by about 6:45.
And I have a board meeting, and I have to be at the board meeting, so I can't be there. So would you be kind enough to introduce him?
Absolutely.
I'd love to. Thank you.
I'll make sure.
Okay, so he's scheduled in for February 7th.
Okay.
Thank you.
If you'll email me, Marie, his information so I can actually put it on the council agenda, that would be great.
Okay. Other group discussion?
I'd like to make a comment and commend in public and thank him in public, Mr. Henry Patel, who helped us out tremendously with the Toys for Kids drive. And I'm serious. You know, it's very much appreciated, and it went over real big. Thank you very much.
And I would like to thank Henry for the support that he gave us when we had the Code Talker here. In providing sandwiches for us. He never sent us a bill. And he was supposed to send us a bill for that.
Oh. No, he, when I picked up the sandwiches, he told me emphatically, forget it. So. Oh,
yes, but we would like to acknowledge his donation to that effort. I don't know if they were aware. Was it $151 that we raised that night?
I believe so.
Yeah, $151 in donations came in.
What was this for?
When the Code Talker was here, that yes, November 9th. I mean the senior center was jammed packed. I mean it was an excellent turnout. People came from Springville. People came from Fresno.
Bakersfield.
Yes, yeah. There was a family there from Bakersfield, so they were very interested. Having an opportunity. People came with things for him to autograph, and just being able to have that social time when people could have snacks and visit afterwards. I mean, as I walked around the room, the stories that I heard, because there were a lot of veterans there, a lot of World War II veterans there, and they were all kind of telling stories. So it was a marvelous event. And having it in November close to Veterans Day, I mean, it couldn't have been any better than that. So it was an opportunity for the commission to acknowledge and support the contributions of our veterans, because they're a segment. And, you know, I need to go to the MFETs and VFW and tell them we'd like them to have a member on our commission, because that was originally one of the groups that we had talked about being a part of the commission, was some representative from the veterans organizations. So thank you very much.
think I just wanted to reiterate, Ali at the beginning of the meeting congratulated David for being named Man of the Year from the great choice. So from the commission, congratulations.
Okay, and I just found this in the newspaper. It's the African American newspaper from Fresno. I can't even remember the name of it right now. But it was when I read this article, and this is the title of it.
Yeah, do you want to read it out loud?
Okay, it says, Blacks Hated Most. Racial prejudice, leading factor in over half of U.S. hate crimes, FBI says. It's from the AP out of Washington, D.C., and it says, racial prejudice was the cause of more than half of the 7,649 hate crimes reported to the FBI in 2004. The Bureau said Monday, most prevalent were hate crimes against Black Americans. The number of race-based incidents rose by 5% last year to 4,042 from 3,844. Authorities identified prejudice against Blacks in 2,731 of those crimes, the FBI said. Overall, the number of hate crimes grew by just 2% compared with the 7,489 in 2003. And slightly declines occurred in crimes motivated by prejudice based on sexual orientation and ethnicity, the FBI said. The data also showed that the level of crimes against Muslims has leveled off since a peak after the terror attack on September 11, 2001. We tend to see the number of bias incidents go in cycles, in large part tied to international events, said Ibrahim Hooper, spokesman for the Council on American-Islam Relations. It has leveled off since 9/11, but unfortunately at a higher level than prior to 9/11. In 2001, there were 481 anti-Semitic incidents, anti-Islamic incidences. There has been around 150 in the 3 years since, the FBI said. Among anti-religious hate crimes, anti-Jewish incidences have long been the most common. Of the 1,374 incidences of religious bias, 954 were directed at Jews, the FBI said. The information was supplied by 12,711 local law enforcement agencies nationwide, covering almost 87% of the U.S. population. Because the number of police agencies' reportings vary each year under the voluntary system established by the Hate Crimes Statistics Act of 1990, officials caution against drawing conclusions about trends in hate crimes levels between years. They say the figures provide a rough picture of the general nature of hate crimes. Yes, California Advocate. Thank you very much. Okay, that was any discussion? Any other discussion?
No, the only other item would be that you had asked me before about the July 3rd meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And so
yes,
if you're wanting to have a motion,
yes,
by laws it needs to be held on the 3rd unless you want to ask for a motion on that.
And when I saw, everyone looked at their dates. That are in our, you've received in your packet the dates for this coming year. And when I saw July 3rd, I knew that July 4th was on Tuesday, but somehow I was thinking they're going to hold it on Monday, so it'll be a 3-day holiday. And Margie said, no, July 4th is on July 4th. I said, okay. So I thought,
not that one.
Okay, so I didn't know whether we would want to consider moving it to July 10th or just leave it at July 3rd. What's the favor of the commission?
Myself, I'm in town now, 4th of July, but for years and years, the 4th of July was an out-of-town experience. A lot of people go to see family.
City fireworks, the 3rd.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're right.
They're okay, so it is the 3rd, the night of the 3rd. Okay.
Oh, my God.
I agree with you.
Okay. We've had a motion to change our July 3rd meeting to July 10th. May I have a second for that? Okay. It's been moved and seconded that we move the July 3rd meeting to July 10th. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Okay, so we'll change that. Also, please make sure there are some changes that need to be made on our roster. Some people have changed jobs, have different telephone numbers. It would be good if we had... please look on there and see what needs to be changed, and if there are changes you need to make a change on your sheet, please make that change and hand it back to Margie, and she'll see
we have a sheet going around.
Oh, she has a sheet going around. So if everyone will please, and Chris will do another sheet for us. But please make sure that all the numbers and addresses on there are correct. Or if you want to add a cell phone number, you can do that. Okay. Mine is fine. Everything on that's fine. Oh, I guess I could add myself. Okay, any other items for discussion?
I move that we adjourn after having a closing moment.
Okay.
And the group picture.
And the group, yeah, the group picture. Okay, we'll do a closing moment.
Almost
and
then
our group, nice try.
Our group picture. You know, and in our closing, you know, I had something that I was going to share, and I put it in my rotary. I have all these bags lined up at my door for all the things that I'm involved with, and it's the only way I keep my life straight is by the different bags. So a Rotary Club's at 6:30 in the morning, so I have to have everything ready tonight. So I thought about for closing on. You know, what I'd just like to say is as you go... hopefully through the rest of this month, you'll think about the various groups of people that are a part of our community. They're not separate from our community. They're a part of our community. And how you make an effort to make sure that they feel like they're a part of our community. That's part of the mission of this commission, is to make sure that we're making everyone in our community feel that they're a part, have an active part, an involved part in our community, and encourage them to do so. Okay. That's our closing moment for today. Anyone else would like to share a closing moment? Okay. Thank you very much. Good work. I'd like to David's made a motion of adjournment. All in favor of adjourning, signify by saying aye. Okay. Please come prepared with how you want the commission to move when I let Carol know about our meeting, possible meeting date for our training. Okay?
You
want to
do the picture on the staircase?
Sure.
Maybe it's easy to think of.
Yes.